Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It is un-Christian to have any kind of phobia. What does Christian mean? One like the Christ. Did Jesus have any phobias?
No.
Hmm? Can you picture Jesus? They're going across the bridge and he says, Peter, hold my hand. This thing is swaying. Can you picture Jesus? Huh? Afraid of anything?
No.
He says, yeah, but he's Jesus. He didn't do it as God. He did it as a man, showing us how to do it. He's our example. And oh, glory to God. When he left here, you know what he said? Huh? Go to John 14. Let's remind you what he said. You know what he said? John 14. Oh, I got a seminar here I'm trying to preach in one night. What else is new, huh? John 14. Glory to God. John 14. Verse 1, what did he say? What's the understood subject?
You.
Let not your heart be troubled. Is he saying it's up to you? You can let it be troubled or not. If you really couldn't help it, why would he tell you this? Wouldn't he know it if you couldn't help it? You are not to let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now skip down to verse 27. What did he say?
Peace
I leave with you. What peace? My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, give I to you. What do you say? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Did he say try?
No.
Now I know I'm taking my time on this, but people don't believe this. They just don't. They believe, well, you try, you do the best you can, but sometimes you just, it's just too much. You just, you get scared, man. Fear will come on you and you just, you try not to be afraid. No, Jesus said what? Read it. He said, peace I leave with you. What? Oh man, this is one. My peace. What is, this is the peace he walked in when he was on the earth. This is the peace he faced, disease and devils and crazy people and the cross and death itself with this peace. And he says, now I'm leaving here and I got something I want to give you. This peace that I have walked in the whole time that I've been on earth, I'm giving it to you. So take it. And what? What's the rest of it? And don't let your heart be troubled and don't let yourself be afraid. You just operate in this peace I'm giving you.
That's right. Thank you.
Can you do it?
Yes.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Yes. I came into, I had the privilege of working in healing school at Brother Hagin's ministry for a number of years. And sometimes you come in there on Monday morning, and I mean, it just felt like death in the room. The people that are there, a number of them have been given up by medical science. Some of them said they were supposed to have been dead 2 weeks ago. And sometimes you could just feel the hopelessness and despair and death. If you listen to it, the devil will paint you a picture of you dying. All the time, of you getting worse and perishing. And if you're dumb, you'll listen to it and look at it and meditate upon it. And this is how the Lord led me to start. I came in and I mean, it just felt like death. And I came in, they're all looking at me. I told God, you got to do something. They say we're going to die. And I closed my Bible. I said, so they say you're going to die. Didn't you already know that? Let me confirm it for you. The Lord tarries his coming any length of time. Yeah, you're going to die. And your cat's going to die, and your dog's going to die, and your parrot, and your goldfish, and your favorite flowers, and your trees. And they responded worse than you. You're like, that doesn't encourage me very much, Brother Kid. Before you're ready to live, you got to be ready to die.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And you got to be able to look death in the face and go, I am not afraid of you.
Yes.
I'm not living my whole life in bondage
yes.
to different phobias because I'm afraid I'm going to die.
Yes.
What happens when the child of God dies? Huh? Is heaven a fairy tale?
No.
Or is it real? Are you really a spirit created in the likeness and image of God? Or are you just a mind and a body? No, friend, when you die, you step out of your body. And it's laying on the bed or it's laying on the ground. And you look at it and you go, wow, that's over. And then you go, I feel good. Ooh, and you look around and there's an angel. He goes, hi. You go, hi. He says, you ready? Yeah. He says, how about I take you by the scenic route? You want to see the Milky Way? There's some neat stuff over there. You go, yeah, show me everything. And you're out of here. Why be afraid of that? I say, why be afraid of that? And yet, millions of Christians are just, you mention anything about death and they just get quiet and they, oh, this morbid, oh God, well what if people think what's the worst thing in the world could happen to you is if you died. No, it's not.
Thank you, Lord.
Before you're really ready to live, you have to not be afraid to die.
Yes.
You got to be
yes.
able to look death right in the face.
Yes.
I know my dad, he's in heaven now. But years before he went to heaven, he had this massive heart attack. And he believed God and he was coming back. But, I mean, his kidneys were shut down. His all, you know, they thought he should have died. His heart looks like it's not even going to stay together through the night. And they wanted him to do some things, some radical things. And I knew my dad, he probably wouldn't do them. But he's in the hospital, and the doctor came to me. He said, you better talk to your dad. And I said, no, it's up to him.
Amen.
He said, don't you understand me? He could die. I said, he's not afraid to die. Nor am I. The guy looked like you'd slapped him. He looked at me like, I mean, he just... I said, he's not afraid to die.
Hallelujah.
Nor am I.
Hallelujah.
See, people have this fear of death that just grips them, and the devil comes and is able to play with their mind and just scare them and bind them and twist them and get out. There are people who won't even leave their house.
Yeah,
people can't eat anything or can't go anywhere or can't do anything. I might die. You are going to die.
Hallelujah.
Get ready. Say it out loud, I am not
afraid to die.
I'm born again.
I'm a
child of God.
They're working on my mansion.
Right now. Sure, you feel it. When a loved one or a friend goes home, you feel it in your emotions. But the Bible says we're not to sorrow like those who have no hope. We ought to be able to stand by a graveside and say, death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? Mock it. Mock it. You need to mock your fears. Mock it. Something tries to scare you, say, cancer. What's cancer? I ain't afraid of cancer. Well, I got three people with me. Let me go back to this point. Is it true that what you fear can come on you.
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
Then should you be interested in getting rid of your fears?
Yes.
If you don't want to have it, you've got to get rid of the fear of it.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Where are you right now? Read that aloud again with me out loud. Verse 27. What does it say? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Did he tell you that? What should you say? Okay. What if Jesus, right now, right here, what if he came through the ceiling and came right in front of you and looked at you and called your name and said, don't be afraid. Don't let yourself be troubled. Don't. What would you say? I don't know if I can, Jesus. Don't you know he already knows if you can or not? He wouldn't have told you. Unless he already knew you could. And here's the thing. Feelings of fear is not yielding to fear. Thoughts of fear. Feelings of fear. That doesn't mean you're full of fear. Nothing can be done. I'm going to go through it again. Hair standing up on the back of your neck. You just heard a report and it hit you like a ton of bricks. You feel bad. All these thoughts, all these images, all these feelings are going all over you. Your knees are bumping. You feel afraid. You look afraid. Is this it? You just have to throw up your hands and go, I'm afraid. It's too late.
No,
now is when it's time for you to say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I refuse to be afraid of this. I mean, say it with your knees knocking. Say it with tears running down your cheeks. You resist. You say, fear, I resist you. I refuse to give in to this. I refuse to yield. And then you begin to say, this is not how this is going to end. This is not what's going to happen with me. This is not. With long life, he'll satisfy me. Show me his salvation. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, You Shall Not Fear, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204C. That's R-1204C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.